Book Overview.
The book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things,
Building a Business When There Are No Easy Answers, is written by entrepreneur, CEO, and venture capitalist Ben Horowitz. The first three chapters serve as a background story to the rest of the book, in which the author shares his personal and professional life experiences. These were the experiences that taught him the lessons he has laid out in the rest of the chapters. In the fourth chapter, the author offers advice on the most common issues that CEOs struggle with, such as laying people off, firing an executive, demoting a loyal employee, and above all, being truthful to the company. The fifth chapter emphasizes the need to invest in the human resource of the organization. It also sheds light on some of the common unethical practices and mistakes by CEOs that must be avoided. The sixth chapter looks at issues related to company culture, office politics, promotions, and employment of senior people. It also shows what to do as the organization expands in size. The seventh chapter reveals the requisite skill set a CEO must possess in order to succeed as a leader. The eighth chapter discusses situations where there are no right answers and no rules to follow for the CEO. In the ninth and final chapter, the author reveals how all his career lessons helped him lay the foundation of a venture capital firm. Introduction. This book is different from other management books because it addresses problems that other books don't. It teaches you how to deal with the hard things. So, what are the hard things? Setting a big goal and getting your employees to achieve it is not a hard thing. The hard thing is when you miss that goal and have to lay people off. Hiring great people or designing an organizational chart is not a hard thing. The hard thing is to deal with people who are difficult to deal with. The hard thing is to get people to communicate what you have designed within the company. Other management books try to present a recipe for dealing with situations that have no recipes. There are no recipes for building a startup or composing a hit single or running for the president of the United States. That's the thing about hard things. There are no recipes, formulas, or how-to guides for dealing with them. In this book, entrepreneur, CEO, and venture capitalist Ben Horowitz gives away some useful lessons from his professional life that will help you deal with the hard things. This book serves as an inspiration for people who are struggling to build a technology startup. Chapter 1. From Communist to Venture Capitalist. In the beginning of the book, the author shares three personal life experiences that shaped his life. 1. As a child, Ben was extremely shy and scared of adults. When he was 5, Ben was instructed by his brother's friend to get an African-American kid to give him his red wagon. Being a kid terrified of almost everything, it took Ben a lot of effort to go down the street to the black kid. But when he reached there, he could barely manage, "Can I ride in your wagon?" The kid replied, "Sure." The two later became best friends. This experience taught him that it doesn't matter if you are scared. What matters is whether you turn out to be a hero or a coward. It also taught him not to judge people by their first impressions. Unless you try to get to know someone, you don't know anything about them. 2. Being on the high school football team taught Ben his first leadership lesson. "Turn your shit in," was the team coach's response to anything that counted as an unacceptable behavior. Playing football helped him deal with fear tremendously. Apart from being on the football team, Ben was also on the school's high academic track program. This helped him look at things from different perspectives. 3. In college, Ben was set up on a blind date by his friend. The date was more than 3 hours late, but when she did arrive, she immediately noticed a welt under Ben's eye, the mark from a fist fight he had been in. Fortunately, the two didn't judge each other by their first impressions and are now a happily married couple. Silicon Valley. After graduation, Ben joined a company called Silicon Graphics. A year later, he started working at a startup, NetLabs. The founders of the startup knew little about the product, and Ben regretted joining the company. His job at NetLabs was so demanding that it turned out to be disastrous for his family life. He learned another